Gurney's Got It Here continues. 102.3 XLC West. West? Your name's West now.
The majority of people call me that, so it's fine. I've been called very, very worse.
That's
than
right.
That.
When we were in Mexico, they kept calling you Kanye West.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyhow, Wes and Leah is who we are, the Best of Gurney Awards, and we have Mayor Tom Hood in with us again. Welcome.
Morning.
And we have another familiar face here who was the winner of the Pay It Forward Award this year. Tell us first, before we talk to them, kind of what that award means and what that's about.
So the Pay It Forward Award has been, we've been giving that award out in the Village of Gurney for since 2016. And it's about community pride. It's someone that's genuine in terms of giving back to the community and someone that honors what the community does. And for us, Riverside Cafe, which has been in business for 1 year, actually, which is amazing that we're being able to give an award to a business that's been around just for 1 year.
It's mentioned more on this show than I think anything in the history of the, right?
Yeah, whenever one says who their Gurney go-to is, the last year it has been a lot of Riverside Cafe. And not just that, a business that's only been open for a year, but a business that opened during a pandemic.
Exactly. Really tough. And Paula, the owner of Riverside Cafe, as if that 1 year couldn't have been tough enough, is that she had the brainchild of having the being able to have the breakfast, or the breakfast, the having a...
The market?
Oh, the farmer's market. That's right. Farmer's market.
I'm here to help you.
Oh, thank you. I need that. Having the farmer's market right outside her business, which was great. And we had a farmer's market that was located on the east side of Grand, and we had the village had stopped doing that. And Paula chipped in right away and said that she'd like to do it outside at Riverside. And she's located at Washington and Route 21. And this was the first year for that market. And we're looking forward to many more years just like that. So we'd like to just honor Paula this morning and her business in paying it forward. So,
well, congratulations, Paula. How does it feel to, I mean, you got to be overwhelmed just this last year with how well you're doing. I mean, not to think that you're not going to do well, but again, to mention that you opened during a pandemic. It was a terrible time to start a business, but you did it. And then now here you are winning one of the Best of Gurney Awards, Pay It Forward. So how does it feel?
It feels great. I'm honored to receive this award. I think that in the midst of the hardship, receiving the award is just an encouragement to keep going and to keep giving it back to the community. So I'm very thankful for the community and for everyone around us that just supports us and that looks at us and says, I know it's hard, just keep going. We appreciate you. So that's what we're here for.
And working with a limited staff and
absolutely
trying to organize and manage. Kudos to all that you do. Are there future plans in the coming year to add, or to what do you have going on?
We're just taking it day by day, week by week. There could, you know, in the future, of course, we want to be able to go all out and be more involved with the community and do a little bit more, but because of the pandemic, we're just taking it day by day, you know, as time allows.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do in the community. Absolutely.
So it's just an awesome time for the village to be able to recognize their businesses, that the businesses in town, though they've been struggling, they've had a great bounce back, is that this year is better actually than pre-pandemic. And Paul is just a great example of that in terms of a bounce back and being able to show that we in Gurney can still function and serve our community well. And we're just proud of Jerry and Shirley and Paula for all that they give to the community, that they're just one of many. But yet the group that put together selecting this year, they rose to the top. We have many to choose from in Gurney, so we're really thankful for our business community and for you guys, too, for letting us come on air and share our businesses that we like so much.
We still don't get a plaque, though.
We'll work on that.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again, Mayor Tom Hood. Thank you, Bernie.
Hold on. I want to thank Mayor Hood real quick, because I think last time you were here, I asked you to get the Stern School Bridge open back up for me, and I'm giving you full credit on that. DOT had nothing to do with that. You got it open, so it makes my travel time to work faster by 5 minutes. So I thank you for everything you did on that.
So the way it works as mayor is that you take full credit for everything that goes well,
and
you also take full credit for everything you get blamed for that you have no connection to.
Right.
So, but that's the way it works. That's part of the job.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's how I do it here, too.
Thanks, Wes. Yeah, she does take credit for everything around here.
This whole thing is
your brainchild.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you to both Gurney Garden Center, though, and Riverside Cafe and the Gurney Farmers Market for everything that you guys do for your customers, your causes, and your community. Thank you guys again.